The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. I'm coming to you live from Boise, Idaho again. This time, we're not at the home of Lindsey Reinhart. I am just in my hotel room, which does not have the greatest internet in the world. That's why we're going audio only for today's show. But that doesn't mean you can turn off the video screen today, because it's video day. That's right. We got a lot of videos from the 710 Cup we were just at this last weekend in Denver, Colorado. You're going to see all sorts of great folks you know from the chat room here, including Lively Libra, Tie Stick, Coral Reefer, Tim Martin of John Doe Radio was there, Dread was there, Tinctura Cultivar, otherwise known as Nicole, she was there. Lots of great folks, and of course, miles and miles and gobs of dabs, oil, earl, butter, wax, shatter. It was all there at the 710 Cup. We're going to show it to you starting at half past. We've also got some videos to show you in the hour two as well. So lots of stuff to take a look at. And we're going to save a video for tomorrow. I'm kind of letting Brian know this on the fly. I've got video of Marlon Asher performing. Brian, what do you think about using that for Ivy Wednesday?
I think that would do just fine, Russ.
Yeah, Marlon Ash doing his little set in the sunshine, having a good time. So we'll take a look at that, plus a walkabout all around the grounds. Also on today's show, I'll have time for a little bit of a rant. I'm going to put this in behind the headlines. Since I'm out here in Idaho and we visited with Lindsey Reinhart yesterday, she was telling me how the Idaho State Police are using the clips from 420 radio interviews in their discovery process. So I decided to do a little discovery process on Idaho State law enforcement just to repay the favor. So check that out in behind the headlines. Also, we've got our 420 radio news coming up with all the latest headlines you need to know in the world of marijuana, including the people of Portland are going to be voting on decriminalization. Not Portland, Oregon, but Portland, Maine, so all the way up there in the great northeast of America, not the northwest. All that and more coming up here on the Russ Belville Show on 420 Radio. Stick around, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights.
Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
This is your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Patients' advocates ask Supreme Court to decide medical value of marijuana, from therawstory.com. The U.S. Supreme Court has the opportunity to lift federal restrictions on marijuana. Americans for Safe Access on Monday appealed a District of Columbia Circuit Court decision that upheld marijuana's federal Schedule I status. The D.C. Circuit ruled in January that the DEA could continue to classify marijuana as a Schedule I drug, a classification reserved for drugs with no medical value and a high potential for abuse. Though ACE cited more than 200 peer-reviewed studies on marijuana's medical benefits, the court held the drug could not be reclassified without FDA-approved Phase 2 and Phase 3 clinical trials. The federal government itself bears responsibility for the lack of FDA-approved clinical trials on marijuana. The American Medical Association has urged the federal government to reclassify marijuana, quote, with the goal of facilitating the conduct of clinical research and development of cannabinoid-based medicines and alternative delivery methods. Portland voters to decide whether to legalize marijuana, from sunjournal.com. Proponents of legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in Maine's largest city evoked the controversial George Zimmerman verdict during a Monday news conference in Portland and said laws against pot are used to unfairly target blacks. The news conference was held to rally support for a proposed ordinance change that would decriminalize possession of the drug in Portland just hours before the city council effectively voted to place the ordinance amendment on the November 5 citywide ballot. Those who attended the Monday afternoon news conference said that, according to 2010 figures, blacks are 2.1 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession in Maine than whites, with 461 such arrests per 100,000 black people, compared to 216 arrests on the charge per the same number of whites. On Monday evening, the city council voted to not accept the rule changes sought by the coalition's petition, a procedural move that instead places the ordinance proposal on a citywide ballot to be decided by voters in the fall, a step which many in the advocacy group say they preferred. The legalization ordinance proposed by the coalition would allow adults 21 and older to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana, as well as pot paraphernalia within city limits. Survey, 40% of adults in favor of marijuana legalization with tough laws, from CBS News. Legalizing marijuana, says 40% of the U.S. adults who responded to a new survey from the partnership at drugfree.org. However, the majority of those parents believe marijuana should only be legal for adults aged 21 and older, similar to alcohol. The survey reflects a trend of growing acceptance within general adult population for marijuana. 70% of adults said they supported the medicalization of marijuana, while 50% said they supported decriminalization. A majority of parents said they think it should be illegal to provide marijuana to underage children at home. Over 80% of parents want a ban on marijuana advertising, and when forced to choose, a majority said the number one place it should be permissible to put a pot advertisement is nowhere. Another recent survey from the Pew Research Center found 52% of Americans said marijuana use should be legal. George Zimmerman's brother, Trayvon Martin, was angry, possibly growing marijuana, from therap.com. Robert Zimmerman Jr., brother of recently acquitted George Zimmerman, had harsh words about the teenager his brother was accused of murdering on Saturday, speculating that Trayvon Martin was trying to grow marijuana and buy firearms. Robert spoke with CNN's Piers Morgan and Don Lemon shortly after his brother was found not guilty of murdering Martin, the unarmed black teenager Zimmerman shot in what he claimed was self-defense. Robert said, quote, I want to know what makes people angry enough to attack someone the way that Trayvon Martin did. I want to know if it is true, and I don't know if it is true, that Trayvon Martin was looking to procure firearms and was growing marijuana plants, end quote. When Morgan asked George if George would fear for his safety, Robert responded with a straight face that, quote, he's going to be looking around his shoulder for the rest of his life, looking out for people who take the law into their own hands. No penalty for marijuana election violations from the Denver Post. An independent investigator ruled that marijuana advocates violated the Fort Collins election code during their 2012 campaign to repeal a municipal ban on medical marijuana businesses. But they did not violate state laws, and therefore, there are no penalties. City Councilman Wade Troxell filed a campaign finance complaint with the city accusing pro-marijuana political committees, Sensible Colorado, and the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol of violating municipal election codes by failing to register with the Fort Collins City Clerk's Office as political committees. Both organizations were properly registered with the state as required by state law. This has been your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines to take a look at the Idaho State Police crime report to show you which crimes are getting solved more often than drug crimes. Hint, it's a trick question. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Danny Danko here, Senior Cultivation Editor of High Times Magazine. In my travels, I get to see a lot of different grow spaces, and I'm always amazed by some of the innovations and repurposing ideas that growers have to reuse products and to grow better plants. Now, we're here in the gardens of DJ Stone in Rhode Island, and we actually have DJ on hand to explain a little bit about this. So, am I right? Are these laundry buckets and laundry baskets and old crates and stuff there?
Yeah, old milk crates, and they have great big holes, and as you can see, we lined them here with some landscape meshes that allows oxygen and air right into the roots, so while the fans are circulating, the roots get great stimulation.
Wow. Oh, that's excellent. And so, do you notice that the plants grow better when they get more oxygen to the roots?
Of course, our whole garden here is strictly organic here. We make our own mixture of soils, and the nutrients are right in the soils to begin with. So it's all natural, all organic, and the roots here just absolutely, sometimes they poke right through the mesh. Well, you know, smart pots and a lot of those other spots cost a lot of money, and these things here, they're reusable every time. You just take it out, rinse it off, throw some new landscape lining in there, and you're all set.
Well, that's real cool how you've been able to, use eco-friendly techniques like reusing other materials for a new purpose. So, thanks for the tip.
I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Lesero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name.
Since medical marijuana became legal in Colorado, Marisol Therapeutics has been one of the most successful dispensaries in the state. Caring for thousands of patients, Marisol produces terrific medicine in their greenhouses and in their outdoor gardens. Here's Michael Stettler, the director of Marisol Therapeutics.
This is our grow. We handle probably over 1,500 patients. We're licensed by the state of Colorado, and we try to do things the proper way. Different patients need different strains for different ailments. It's really hard for us to grow this medicine and have the federal government say this, and people out there in the everyday life not understand what this medicine's about.
God wouldn't give us an herb like this for it to be the devil's plant, what they say, and that's wrong.
This is an angel's plant. This is does good for human beings. It's never killed nobody in its entire existence. It's time that we quit witch hunting this plant, and we take it into our knowledge and do good like the fathers did, bless this plant and let that plant teach us.
The Rush. Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
Welcome back, everybody. About 15 after the hour. And for today's Behind the Headlines, since I'm here live from Boise, Idaho, I wanted to relay a little story talking with Lindsey Reinhart yesterday. Of course, Lindsey is the chief petitioner for Compassionate Idaho, trying to get a medical marijuana law in this state. And, of course, this is also my home state. I was born and raised in Nampa, Idaho, lived most of my adult life in Boise, Idaho. So Idaho has a lot of meaning to me, and I always fear for the patients and the cannabis consumers out here who are facing, you know, what I consider one of the top three states where it's worse to be a stoner. And in that respect, I wanted to talk a little bit about the prosecution of Lindsey Reinhart. As they've been moving forward in their child protective services cases and investigating whether or not they're going to file any charges against Lindsey on the criminal side. And again, so far, cross our fingers, that hasn't happened. But Lindsey was telling me that the Russ Belville Show comes up quite a bit in their discovery, you know, the process by which the defense and the prosecution, you know, set up their case and gather evidence. Apparently, my interviews with Lindsey have become part of their discovery. And so there's prosecutors, DAs, defense attorneys, all sorts of people listening to the Russ Belville Show in court as part of their job. So I thought I would take a little bit of time to do some discovery on Idaho state law enforcement. I figured it's only fair. They're discovering me. I ought to discover them, because you know me, I look shit up. And in this case, I looked up the Idaho State Police's Uniform Crime Report. All states report their crimes in a database to the federal government, to the FBI, which collects them every year for the National Crime Report. You can get this information online. It's quite available. I found mine on isp.idaho.gov. And if you go there and you see, search for crime in Idaho, you can find their 2012 report, which I wanted to gather a few statistics from, just so we can kind of get a look at what the priorities of Idaho state law enforcement are. I mean, obviously, they got plenty of time to download and listen to the Russ Belville Show. And thank you so much for the hits. I appreciate it. But they got plenty of time to listen to the Russ Belville Show to try to catch a multiple sclerosis patient trying to find her if she's being dishonest or something throughout the interview process that I've been in with her. And of course, she hasn't. She's been, you know, plenty honest. But they got plenty of time to investigate Lindsey and take her kids away and, you know, worry about plants being grown here or there and, you know, taking people away for selling a pot pipe. That I thought it might be interesting to see what exactly their priorities are. And what we're looking at is what are called the clearance rates on various crimes in the Uniform Crime Report. Clearance rate refers to the ratio of how many crimes were reported versus how many crimes was there an arrest made in prosecution, right? Now, it doesn't mean the prosecuted person was found guilty necessarily, but from the police point of view, they did their job. There was a crime reported. They found the suspect and arrested him. Now, in the case of, for example, let me see if I can find this, bribery in the state of Idaho, there were two reported cases of bribery, and they made two arrests for bribery. Therefore, they had a 100% clearance rate on bribery. Everybody who was accused of bribing someone, they caught them. But of course, two cases isn't really statistically significant. So we're going to ignore that 100% there and instead try and find what kind of crime is it that they solve the most in Idaho. Now, they divide them by crimes against persons, crimes against property, and crimes against society. In crimes against person, we're talking about things like murder, rape, assault, kidnapping. And in the case of sex offenses, forcible sex offenses, rape, sodomy, sexual assault with an object, or forcible fondling, the clearance rate is less than 50%. That's right. If you commit a rape in Idaho, flip a coin, heads, you're going to get arrested, tails, you're going to get away with it. But it gets worse as we look at the crimes against property. In the case of robberies, Idaho State Police are solving about 40% of them. Burglaries, about 16%. Someone steals your car, 21% chance there'll be an arrest. Arson, someone burns down your home, 25% chance the Idaho State Police, 1 in 4 chance they'll be able to do something about it. Fraud, 16.8%. In fact, when you look through all of the crimes, there's only two crimes in which the Idaho State Police are solving more than 80% of the crime. And that's drugs and paraphernalia at 87% and 91% respectively. That gives you a little bit idea of law enforcement priorities. I'll write this up in a rant on the blog soon at RadicalRust.com.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more.
Politicians who believe in criminalization, making deals with big pharma, and trading big money behind the scenes is not a way to stay in office. I will go to bat for you. I will go to Burning Man and smoke my brains out. I'm Terry Joyce, and I approve this.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belleville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Electric Tuesday, featuring the latest in electronic dance music and other cutting-edge genres. You can get downloads and more information about all our daily Toker tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your daily Toker tune.
Welcome back, everyone. 23 after the hour, coming to you live in Boise, Idaho. And I think on the phone line with us, we've got Bacon Dan. Are you there, Dan?
I am here, Russ.
Fantastic. That's because it's Tuesday, and Electric Tuesday Bacon Dan takes care of all of our music. But before we get to the musical thing, just wanted to thank Dan and everybody there at the studio for keeping things running while I'm out here on the road. Looks like we might have ourselves a new studio as soon as next week.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to see the new place.
I know. We're going to have a good time. So, all right, Dan, tell us about this next tune we're about to hear.
All right, well, this is from Swedish DJ producer Avicii, who is blowing up the charts as of late. He started a few years back, discovered by Tiesto, for anybody who's in electronic music. Tiesto in itself is huge. This song is called Wake Me Up, and it also features on vocals American artist Aloe Black. This song is just a favorite of mine. It's such a positive message. Also a favorite song of the Brave family. I sent this to them because it reminded me of them, and I heard back from Erin, and she just absolutely loves this song just because the real positive message, and it really translates over to the cannabis community, because many of us a lot of times feel, you know, people are telling us we've got our heads in the clouds and we have an unrealistic dream, but you know what? We're all happy, and this, I think everyone's going to find a way to connect to this song.
All right, let's check it out. Let's roll the tune, and when we come back from the music, we'll have videos from the 710 Cup. Thanks, Big Ben.
No problem.
feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself in love. Didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself in love.
Is a banana. This is a cat. This is fire. This is harmless and actually helpful to some people. Don't believe everything you hear. The fact is that every major health organization rejects smoked marijuana. Now that the smoke is cleared, discover truecompassion.org.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We are old.
Young.
straight,
gay.
We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama?
It's time for legalization.
All right, so now we bring you the highlights from the Denver 710 Cup with Radical Russ.
We have the 710 Cup, the Friday night party, which I don't know if you can see. It got rainy on us. It's like everywhere I go, I bring Portland weather with me. It's kind of empty right now, but of course, going to be a lot fuller tomorrow, the official event. You can see they're still setting up stages for the most part. And this is kind of, it started at 7:10, just the judges getting their party on. And so we will find some people to talk to. Not required to say howdy hi, but I'm from Idaho, that's what we say. So howdy hi to Coral Reefer.
And hi and hello.
We're here, it's like Friday night at the 710 Cup, and we're both discussing how we had to use charm to get in.
Yeah.
We weren't on any lists.
No lists. We are in the judges' dinner, and I have a VIP pass.
What? VIP?
VIP pass, which is not quite a judges' pass.
I have nothing. I guess I have this. I don't know what that is.
You're even more sleeper than I am.
So are you doing Stony Sunday from here?
I'm going to do Stony Sunday live, 10:30 a.m. Colorado time. It changes every day.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then tomorrow, Saturday, like a social media thing going on.
Oh, you're on that panel too?
Yeah, I think so. Last minute, just switch up.
You are so popular.
I'm sneaking in wherever. Going up. Yeah.
Be like God to John. He just walks on the panel. See?
I think we're supposed to be here. Is that right? Yeah. Just
no, not this one. All right, so check out Stony Sunday live from right here at the 710 Cup, where we will be dabbing. Although I haven't yet.
Oh, let's
get
you a dab.
I got my standard joint. You know me.
Oh,
as
we've got enough to set you up.
My signature.
Show you.
We'll do that.
This sample bag.
Is this your friend?
This is my friend right over here.
Hello.
I have to. This is the sample bag that they give you for the judges.
Oh,
those are all the dabs I have to try. And how long
oh
do you
no.
Have? It's a Sunday and it's Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We have a lot of work to do, folks.
A lot of work.
So check this out. I got. We're gonna get to work. We'll check back in once we're ready. So, bye.
Would you pass this to Fred, please? Thank you.
All right, folks. Looks like it's time to dab. Would you grab that for me? Hold that. Thank you. Hey everybody, Radical Russ here at the 710 Cup, and look what we got here. It's the judge's packet of concentrates, so concentrate, right? 710 Cup. And this here is the judge's form they got to fill out. And we're hanging out here with one of the judges. You know him from our chat room as Tie Stick.
Hey, everybody. Everybody.
We are pretty dabbed out. But so how many of these do you have to judge?
I believe they said 75 was the final. It was the largest number, but they eradicated 19. Number 19 was sampled bad from the lab, and they took it out of the sampling. So whoever made number 19, better go back and retire your technique.
Fail. All right. So we've got how many was it total now?
So it looks like 74.
74 total.
74, and here's the bag.
Okay.
And we can see we still have quite a ways to go.
All right. So, and when do you have to turn this in?
Latest at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Wow, so...
And it is, what, 10:30 Friday evening?
Is it humanly possible to get through all of these, you think?
Well, there are some of us that go through a couple of grams a day, and I would say yes.
Yes, you heard it here first. All right, so here at the 710 Cup, I have, you know, volunteered my services to assist in any way I can in helping to reduce this deluge of concentrates and oils and butters and waxes and shatters that are necessary. So I know you twisted my arm to help, so here I am helping out. So what are we
going to
do?
Let's help. So I am going to hold the camera, and Radical Russ is going to reach in his grab bag, pick him out a number. All right, we got
number 47.
Number 47.
Number 47. Bingo.
47. So we're going to turn to the page with number 47. And yes, we have multiple pages here.
Jeez. All right, number 47.
So up here, we're going to write in. There's 47.
Yeah.
Judge, we're Judge 778.
778.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And so
we got terps, flower, terps, aroma, appearance, strength, purity, vaporizing reaction. And these are on a scale of 1 to 10, I assume?
Correct.
All right. So
get a little closer here so people can maybe read this.
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, I assess the visual. And if we can get a light over here, let's get a visual assessment on this. There we go. Okay. So, yeah, so as we can see, we've kind of got a nice buttery texture. Whoa.
Log
light. Get light back. Okay. So we've got a nice buttery texture. And I don't know if we've seen this camera. It's good quality, but let's move the rig here real quick. But it, in the light, you can actually see some a little bit of crystallization. Not much on this one. I'm guessing that this is a potential whip.
Let me take that off the night lens, and that might help us a little bit.
Okay.
Because we got this bright light.
Oversaturation.
It's the Libra Lounge. We're all here at the 710 Cup on Saturday, where the actual event is happening. And if you compare the pictures from last night, you can tell there's a ton more cars, a ton more people. So we're going to make our way to the media booth, make our way inside, and start covering this event for you.
What have we bought? Three. What have we bought? Three of them.
That's a low price. I mean, those are $300. You know, you just had to bounce, so I want to be able to be like, yo, I sold out your stuff.
Helix.com and how these really nice designs here, man.
I don't know.
So thanks for letting us take a look.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
kind of a double-edged sword when you get some of this rain here at these cups, because one, it's raining, but two, vendors love it because people have to crowd under tents. So we are here at Vape Ape and Death Star Glass. Just check a look at what they've got going on here. The technology as far as using these vaporizers, blaster stuff. Tell us about this. What do we got going on here?
It's basically a rig by Death Star. I sell the Vape Ape pens. We made an attachment that kind of slides right in.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a vaporizer attachment to your standard 14 or 18. Yeah, both sides are just...
We're going to probably do both.
Yeah.
We'll do both. But right now, it's nice. You don't need a torch, and I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. That's very cool. Vape pen on a water pipe.
I know. I just got back.
And then we have some other stuff here. Some beautiful glass. I like the steampunk. And folks, it is pouring down here. Michelle!
I'm gonna go get it.
So I brought some Portland with me.
You did?
Yeah, I hope you like. Yeah, you're good. Mike, get in here.
What, dude? I'll still get my umbrella, man.
I work with the Colorado Health Resource. And we also have service trust too.
Oh, I gotta go do my journalistic duty. Radical Rush here, 420 at the 710 Cup, and as you can see, it's a deluge. We're getting a monsoon out here in Denver, Colorado. They're covering up the stage with tarps over here. Vendors, everyone is rushing to try to get under somewhere. All looking good. Having a good time, 710!
Loud work!
Radical Russ here on the Sunday at the 710 Cup. We're in the same area where just yesterday I was being deluged with a monsoon. It's a decidedly better weather today. We're just arriving here late in the afternoon. Lots of vendors out. Nice to see them able to have their wares. We're going to take a look around, interview a few people, look at some of the vendors and some of the dabbing that's going on. So stay tuned. Work of art. All right. Well, now we're This is the after. Before, after. So, Earl, if people want to get a hold of some of your art, find it online, tell them again how they can
we
find it.
We should have a website up. We had a website up before, but it's down right now. So in 2 weeks, we'll have a website up. But hit me up on Facebook, ERRLRIGGZ, Earl Riggs. Once I pull it off, just blow your air out and then suck in. It's pretty easy. It just pushes it right in. It doesn't force it or, like, blow your lungs up or anything.
It's like, oh,
it's in. First bong I made before I was a glass blower, I stole one of these out of my dad's CPR kit and turned it into a weed smoking bong. It was for flowers.
Well, that was some great video there from Russ at the 710 Cup. We're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, more footage from the first ever legal 710 Cup in Denver, Colorado that took place this last weekend. This is the Russ Belleville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
NORML stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs.
If we're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana and the next thing you know they got 10 years, they've got mandatory sentences, and these judges just say, they throw up their hands and say, nothing we can do, is mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes.
When the Reverend Pat Robertson from television's The 700 Club,
criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just,
makes more sense on the marijuana issue than the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court.
It's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. The young people go into prisons, they come out, they go in as youths, and they come out as hardened criminals, and that's not a good thing.
You know we're winning.
All right, Radical Russ here, 420 Radio, and one of the things we talk about a lot in the economics of legalization is how ancillary markets are created for items that you may never have thought of that fit the new legal culture. And here in Denver, Colorado, where we're at the 710 Cup, it's all about the Earls, the Wax, the Dabs, the Shatters, the Bubbas, and such. You have to have flamage, you have to have a torch. And a lot of you have gone out to the IKEA, you know who you are, and gotten a little Bed Bath & Beyond, is that the one? You get the little creme brulee torch. But if you want to really do this right, check this out. We got custom torches, people. Is that some of the stormtroopers and Gumby? It's Gumby, damn it. And,
hey, you boss, want to get high?
No, Tally.
You sure you don't want to get high?
No, Tally, I don't want to get high. So this is the man behind the custom torches. Tell us all about it.
I'm not only known for these custom torches, but also for being the world's largest dabber, big 4 gram dabs all day.
Damn!
I came up with customizing these with a friend of mine back in Florida. He came at me with a torch from Bed Bath & Beyond and was like, oh, can you custom paint this for me? And I was like, I can do a little better than that. And the first thing we busted out on him was the Vader head, and he just You should have. He couldn't believe
your
it.
Torch.
Yeah, he was just like, that's not possible. And I was like, yeah, anything you want. So I've done people's dogs, covers of like record albums, matching people's pieces. There's more than a few head shops now carrying it. Actually, when I was out in San Francisco for the High Times Cup, the first head shop I went into in Hayden Ashbury had my torches, three of my torches on the shelf, so it felt pretty good. But yeah, it's definitely a crazy movement, and oil's definitely where it's at. It's definitely where weed's going, for sure.
So if people are looking at this online on YouTube, they can look up on the web, how they get in touch with you?
Facebook, Instagram, look us up at puffanddabs.com on the regular web, or puffanddabs on Facebook or Instagram. You can follow me, emerge710, if you want to see me do huge dabs on Instagram video. The videos aren't long enough usually to get it all, but I try to squeeze it in there.
Do it faster, faster!
Nice,
and
nice.
We got the sign back there. You can read it. Puffanddabs.
Yo.
Puffanddabs.com. So check them out. Thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, so to what to my bloodshot eyes should appear, but John Doe, Tim Martin.
Yo,
what's up? And blobs and dabs. We were talking earlier about dibs, dabs, and blobs as far as what's the relative size of each, but I think this goes beyond blob. I think we've gotten to kilo glob.
Perhaps kilo glob?
I don't know. Kilo glob? Mega glob? Mega glob? Ultra glob? Globzilla, perhaps?
Yeah. At least a gram. You know, you got to do at least a gram at a time to get it in right.
All right. Here we go with Globzilla. I'm glad this is you and not me. We got Dredd hanging out.
What's going on?
Yeah, everywhere I go in Denver, Dredd ends up there.
You know I'm around.
Oh, there's Don. Tim. I like this, looks like a soda cup.
I like that.
We're definitely going way beyond recommended heating temperature for these nails. Just to do these massive globs, you kind of got to
take some time.
Can't let it get cold, are you?
Globzilla has been conquered. Thank you so much.
You're going to hear a coffin, right?
I hear no coffin.
That's how it's done.
You must be doing it off. At the 710 Cup, and I'm talking about the ancillary businesses that you get because marijuana gets legalized. And right there, Mary Jane Tours and Entertainment. Tell us about it.
Mary Jane Tours, what we do is we do an industry tour where we take them from their hotel to an OPC. They get a full tour of an OPC, then back to the center for a full tour, history of marijuana here in Colorado. And then we give them a MIPS demonstration. Because Mary Jane Tours is owned by the owners of AMA, we already have access to all the facilities, to two dispensaries, so we're able to give full tours to everybody. We also do a First Friday tour that's through the Art District. We do all kinds of customizable tours, and we have a fleet of limousines that can give you safe access from any point A to point B here in Denver.
Wow, that's amazing. How long has this been in business?
Well, we started the company 4 years ago, but the tour side of it just began less than 6 months ago.
All right, and business booming?
Oh yeah, we're actually into the entertainment side as well. We sponsor and promote Chris James, which is a local artist who created another song called Dab City.
Okay.
And you can find it on our Facebook at Mary Jane Tours. We also own MMJ Job Finders, which is a staffing company for the industry. It's all an ancillary business, like you said, that is going to provide a lot of jobs here in Denver.
All right, so there you go. MaryJaneEntertainment.com. You can see it right there. We're starting at $99. First Friday tour. Make sure they close. medical marijuana industry tours, cannabis culture tours, and customizable. What a fun honeymoon, bachelor party, okay, vacation, annual reunion party thing this would be.
Come to Dab City, Colorado.
Dab City, Colorado. Okay, thanks so much for talking to us here.
Absolutely. The Electro Dabber.
Electro Dabbers.
Keeps it at 900 degrees Fahrenheit at all times.
Okay.
No need for torching, no need for any combustibles.
Okay.
We use it 12, 14 hours a day. Never had a problem with it.
All right.
Do you like trying indica, sativa, or
sativa, hybrid? I gotta be awake. Indica is Spanish for take a nap. So,
This is our poison berry. This is Durban poison and hash berry.
All right.
You want a little one or a big one?
Let's go medium at this point.
Is that good right there?
That'll be fine, thank you. I just got bombarded at another place, so.
We wipe this down with alcohol every time, so you're nice and clean, sir.
Must be responsible.
Got a double honeycomb, so I thought you had to draw a little harder, but it's nice and clean.
It is clean. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right. So now we have Mary Jane Tours and Entertainment, and I must say, I'm very entertained.
All right, Russ, are you there?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for running those videos, Brian. Great coverage there that we have from the 710 Cup. We had a lot of fun. Big thanks to Lively Libra and Mr. Libra for making it super enjoyable. Ty Stick, you may have seen Ty Stick. We got another video with Ty doing some judging in hour two we're going to take a look at. Plus, I ran into Gil from Weed Maps who globbed me out, and you'll get to see a little bit of that. And more. And of course, tomorrow on the show for our Ivy Wednesday, we're going to show you some of the performance from Marlon Asher, the ganja farmer man. And, he's on stage, plus a look around at the 710 Cup. It was a really enjoyable, experience. One of the things I think I liked most about it is there being no pretense whatsoever about it being medical, which is not to say that the use of concentrates isn't medical. In fact, for a lot of patients, they would be hard-pressed to use enough marijuana to make up for what they get from concentrates. So that's not the point. My point is that with this 710 Cup, it's a cup. It's a judging competition. It's a festival. It's a celebration. And it was advertised as such. And in Denver, Colorado, where, you know, this is legal, they have the ability to, they have the leeway to be able to do that, to be able to be honest about what it is we're all doing. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana or dabs in a situation like this. Everybody had a good time. It was well organized. We had no security problems that I was aware of. I heard maybe a couple of people, passed out, fell out from their dab, but, you know, no injuries, no problems otherwise. And it seemed to me like the atmosphere there for the 710 Cup was very... very young atmosphere, a lot of younger people, and to some extent, a little bit of a dab snobbery that's starting to take place where, you know, some people like I was in the dab room with someone, and we were, everybody's dabbing, and I had a joint, and I was passing a joint around, and I passed it to one lady who wouldn't smoke it, right? And she gave me this look that was almost like, how dare you bring smoke near me. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops as dab culture continues to evolve, as people begin to see more of this use of concentrates, if there will become a schism between dabbers and people who like to smoke pot. I don't think so, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. We didn't think there'd be a division between medical and recreation, but look what happened. All right, folks, that's all the time we got here for Hour 1. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. We'll take your calls at 971-533-7111. And we'll see some more videos on the 710 Cup. For Brian the Red back in Portland, I'm Radical Russ in Boise, Idaho. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
RussBellBill.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you